Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 23, The Mystery of the Sodder Children. On Christmas Eve in 1945, a tragedy unfolded in the quiet town of Fayetteville, West Virginia, that would go on to become one of the most perplexing and haunting mysteries in American history. The Sodder family, consisting of George and Jenny Sodder and 9 of their 10 children, retired for the night, unaware that their lives were about to change forever. Joe Sodder, their eldest son, had left the family home in 1942 at the age of 17 to serve in the military during World War II, and so was not present on that terrible night. In the early hours of Christmas morning, a fire broke out in their home, consuming the structure within 45 minutes. George and Jenny managed to escape with 4 of their children, but the remaining 5 were presumed to have perished in the flames. However, what followed in the aftermath of the fire raised more questions than answers and left the family and investigators baffled for decades. Despite the intensity of the fire, no remains of the 5 missing children, Maurice, Martha, Louis, Jenny, and Betty, were ever found in the charred ruins of the Sodder home. Typically, even in severe house fires, some bone fragments or other remains are recoverable. Yet, exhaustive searches yielded nothing. This alone was highly unusual, but it was not the only anomaly that suggested something far more sinister than an accidental fire had taken place. In the lead-up to the tragedy, George Sodder, an outspoken critic of Benito Mussolini and the Italian fascist regime, had received a series of threats from individuals who took issue with his political stance. The Sodder family was of Italian descent, and George, a successful businessman, was known for his strong political opinions. Some suggested that his outspoken views may have made him enemies who wished to harm him and his family. Shortly before the fire, a stranger had visited the home, warning George that his house would go up in smoke and that his children would pay the price for his criticisms of Mussolini. The threat seemed ominous in hindsight, but at the time, George dismissed it as an idle remark. Several suspicious incidents occurred on the night of the fire. First, the family noticed that their phone lines had been cut, preventing them from calling for help. A neighbour claimed to have seen a man stealing a block and tackle from the Sodder's garage, an event that would later take on more significance, but only to explain why the phone line had been cut, as the man who stole the block and tackle was later identified and arrested and admitted to cutting the phone line thinking it was a power line. Furthermore, a witness reported seeing a strange man throwing what appeared to be an incendiary device onto the roof of the Sodder home, possibly the cause of the fire. George himself later found an object resembling a napalm-coated pineapple bomb in the yard, adding weight to the theory that the fire was deliberately set. The most chilling reports, however, came from people who claimed to have seen the missing Sodder children in the days and years following the fire. A woman operating a tourist stop near Charleston, West Virginia, said she had seen the children the morning after the fire in a car with 2 men of Italian descent. Another witness, a woman working in a hotel in South Carolina, claimed that she had served breakfast to several children resembling the Sodder siblings, accompanied by 2 men and 2 women, all of whom appeared hostile and secretive. Desperate for answers, the Sodders hired a private investigator, C.C. Tinsley, who discovered that the local fire chief, F.J. Morris, had hidden a key piece of evidence. Morris admitted that he had found a heart in the ruins, but chose to bury it in a box, fearing it would upset the family. When the box was later retrieved and examined, it was revealed that the supposed heart was, in fact, a piece of beef liver, deliberately planted to provide a false sense of closure. This bizarre and unsettling act only deepened suspicions that there was a cover-up at play. Over the years, the Sodder family clung to hope that their missing children were still alive. In 1967, more than 2 decades after the fire, Jenny Sodder received an envelope with no return address. Inside was a photograph of a young man bearing a striking resemblance to her missing son, Louis. The back of the photograph contained a cryptic message: Louis Sodder. I love brother Frankie, Elil Boys, a 90132 or 35. Despite attempts to trace the origins of the photo, no definitive answers were ever found. The Sodders displayed the image prominently in their home, convinced that Louis was still out there somewhere. Theories regarding the fate of the Sodder children continue to circulate. Some believe that they were kidnapped and raised elsewhere, perhaps by an organization with ties to Italian operatives or individuals with a vendetta against George. Others speculate that the fire was set to cover up the abduction, explaining why no remains were found. There is even the suggestion that the Sodders' enemies in the local community conspired to silence the family by taking their children. Yet without concrete evidence, these remain speculations. As the years passed, the Sodder parents remained resolute in their search for the truth. They maintained a billboard along Route 16 with pictures of the missing children, pleading for information. George Sodder passed away in 1969, followed by Jenny in 1989, still without definitive answers about their children's fate. The case remains one of the most enduring mysteries in American history, drawing interest from true crime enthusiasts, historians, and conspiracy theorists alike. To this day, no definitive proof has emerged regarding what happened to the missing Sodder children. Whether they perished in the fire or were abducted under the cover of chaos, their fate remains unknown. The case highlights the many failures and inconsistencies in early investigative methods and raises unsettling questions about corruption, abduction, and cover-ups. The Sodder mystery endures, a haunting reminder of a tragedy that left a family searching for answers that never came. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.